Ancient of Days, we thank you for this time. Thank you for your word that brings life and light. Lord, in the next couple of minutes as we go into your word, we ask that you open our eyes, open our hearts, and let us learn from your table. Let us eat from your table the bread of life. Thank you, Father. Please anoint these lips of clay and let them speak the words of life. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. I'm to talk briefly for the next couple of minutes on the theme of this concert, sing a new song. Somebody say that.
Sing a new song.
Are you not sure? Say, sing a new song.
Sing a new song.
Can someone please turn to Psalms 96? We're going to read the first three verses. Psalms 96, verse 1 to 3. Are you there? If someone is there, you can please read for me.
Oh, sing unto the Lord.
A new song.
Yes, ma'am.
Go on.
Sing unto the Lord on the earth. Sing unto the Lord. Bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the earth. His wonders among all people.
God bless you, ma'am. Now, the first verse, sing unto the Lord a new song. And it follows it with series of instructions. The first of that instruction is that sing unto the Lord what?
No.
After that, that's the single. After that, it started with the instruction. What's the first instruction after that? No. You read it again. After sing unto the Lord a new song, there's an instruction after that. All the earth, God bless you. He didn't say all human beings. Why didn't the Bible say all human beings? He says all the earth, including flowers, including rocks, including the sun. See, you know those times that we come out and the sun is scorching, is beating, and we're like, yay, this song is so hot. The sun is singing unto the Lord. See, when Jesus was saying that if you refuse to sing praises, stones will rise up. Theologians have said that the stones mean that people that you've casted down and things like that. Yes, that is right. In fact, I have seen that happen before in one of the churches that my father used to pastor. I've been in choir all my life with my brother. We've been choir boys as well, kids. So there was a sister who was our Jesse number 9, she was our Ronaldo, she was our Messi. When we are having special program like that, she knows that our Jesse is set. She's the one. You understand what I'm saying now?
Yes, sir.
Are they breaking tables already? Okay. So the lady always come late when we are having that program because she knows that no matter what, we will wait for her. You are in the spirit. Oh, in your head. and there was a day, and my dad's evangelist was just angry. And that, what's all this? Go and call one of those teenagers, choir child for me. Let him come and start leading the praise and worship. So, my sister, we were young. I was young. I can't even take decision in the choir. There are principalities in the choir. But it was my headphones there. So, the child was taking the young girl was taking the praise and worship. Our sister, I heard because I was in the church. But who that saw that she was coming from outside, she was she was not feeling like who can be shaking the church like that? Who like did they go to hire a guest minister? But that was an interpretation of the stones rising up. That's interpretation because I have seen it happen. Several places, I can tell you loads and loads of examples. But when the Bible says in Psalm 68 that sing a new song unto the Lord, all the earth is actually talking about all the earth for free, for real. That example I gave, yes, it can be an interpretation. But the flowers, the trees, the birds, the chicken, the lion, they are singing a new song unto the Lord. So it is a privilege. Now imagine, some angels are created to sing. Their job, day and night, they are like, they are on a loop. It's like a loop. They just shout, holy, holy, from eternity to eternity. That's their job, just to praise God. Now, God now gave you and I the privilege with our crooked voice. If you sing now, if you sing now,
your voice will crack. Some of us, not the choir, or some of us, maybe in the congregation, the only place we can sing is in the bedroom. Because if you join our voice, they will tell you that your voice is off key. Yet, God is accepting your praise. Angels that were created perfect, their job is to praise God. God is still saying, my son, my daughter, sing a new song to me. And we'll keep quiet. Especially nowadays that sound system, we have beautiful sound system. In the days of our fathers, our grandfathers, how many people remember Abuja speaker? Ah, you know that speaker? Blue is always blue. Like, it's like they put it in the top of the church outside. Wherever, all of us will sing at that time because there was no good sound system. Do you understand? When they say the church should shout hallelujah, you will eventually hear people's voices shouting hallelujah. But now, when I say the church shout hallelujah, instruments will help me to boost it. Everyone will keep quiet. Sing a new song unto the Lord, all the earth. We have left it for the inanimate objects. Sing a new song unto the Lord, all the earth. We have left it to choir alone. The Lord wants to hear your voice. Tell your neighbor, the Lord wants to hear your voice. So, why should we sing a new song? Why? I have two reasons here. Number one, it is a sign of renewed worship. It didn't say sing a song all the earth. It didn't say sing a song unto the Lord. It says sing a new song. So there should be a renewal in our hearts. It's a sign of renewed worship. So when you sing a new song, it reflects that your heart is constantly and continually renewed by God. The Bible says that His mercies is new. What's that song that we sing? The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. New every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. So singing a new song, you understand that the mercies of the Lord is brand new every day. I'm not using yesterday's mercies today. Do you understand that? God is giving you brand new mercies every day. That is why you don't now be singing yesterday's gratefulness heart. It is a new song. So when you sing a new song, you're acknowledging that God is renewing your mind, your heart. He's giving you brand new mercies every day. One of my friends who is an engineer, was just talking one day, and he said that there's no manufacturer that manufactures like God that will not go into bankruptcy. I said, what does he mean? He said, every manufacturer will manufacture one prototype. Yes, then will now do plenty copies of that prototype. For instance, if they want to manufacture this mic now, they'll just manufacture one prototype. They now do several copies of this mic in thousands of millions of places. If they're going to do this TV now, you are not the only one that has this LG TV in your world. This exact TV exists all over the world. But God did one prototype per product. Do you understand? Your own fingerprint cannot be the even twins. That share the same womb, identical twins. In biology, how are identical twins formed? When the egg is fertilized, that same egg, one egg, breaks into two. Yet, God created the same egg that broke into two.
as individual prototypes. So you need, that is the God that is asking for a new song. I hope your mind is expanded to know the reason why you should sing a new song. So when you sing a new song, it breaks the monotony of worship, the routine. You know, for those of us who grew up in church, if you are not careful, it will become a routine. We know what to come and do on Tuesday or Wednesday, then Thursday, then Friday vigil, then Sunday. We know when you want to start. You know, there's a, I used to, let me break some tables of choir a bit. I don't know if someone is doing it here. But, you know, there are some people that once they come to lead praise and worship, you know the first song they will sing.
Yes,
in fact, the church will start singing the song ahead of routine. They know that is... When you sing a new song unto the Lord, it breaks routine. Every service is an encounter. Every service is different. The things I encountered in that same Bible study service last week, I will not encounter that same thing again this week. Singing a new song breaks the routine of monotony. Number two, why should you sing a new song? It is a symbol of spiritual growth. Singing a new song is a symbol of spiritual growth. So as we grow in faith, as we grow in a deeper relationship with God, I don't know, this should have happened to a number of us here. You read the same scripture twice, and it's like you've never come across that scripture. So this place is in the Bible. That is newness. It deepens your relationship with God. It deepens your spiritual growth. Hallelujah. Okay, let me just share one more point, and then we'll pray. What should be the message of our songs? This new song we are talking about, what should be the message? Permit me to also maybe break a few tables or step on a few toes. Our emotions, you know, there are some preachers that are experts in raising up our emotions. What do I mean? They will tell you to sing a song that the enemy in your father's house should die tonight. My brothers and sisters, since you've been singing that song, how many people have died? Raise your hand. That after I sang a song, that the person that said, you know, all these competition songs in church, I am the next in my house. Since you've been singing that, have you loved you? Do you understand? If I go left in here, I understand. But that is not the message. How does that song glorify God? He says, sing a song. Let's look at that Psalm 63 again. Sing a new song unto the Lord. All the earth, Psalm 96, sorry. Sing the and bless his name. Proclaim his good news of his salvation. Declare his glory. How does I am the next in line for a promotion? I do tell this especially to students. Students, raise your hand if you are still in school. Raise your hand. How many students do we have here? Oh, very few. Oh, those of us that maybe went to university, have you seen a cultist that had a first class before? Raise your hand. You've not seen a cultist that had a first class before? Okay, have you seen a Muslim? Have you seen an atheist, someone that doesn't believe God exists, that had a first class? Raise your hand. So, what is the, if it is about first class, if your song, singing to God, is to give you first class, there are people that don't sing to God and have first class. Am I right? If it is to buy a car, do you think that Kodi's children will require faith to buy a car? Do you understand? We lose the reason for singing, for praising. We lose it. Look at the reason there. Bless the Lord. Proclaim his faithfulness. Sing about his sovereignty. Sing about your love for God. I love you forever. Why? Because you're sovereign. because you are God. He said, if I be lifted up on the earth, I will draw all men unto me. And when God draws all men unto him, when you are lifting him up, those things that you think are your heart's desires will automatically be fulfilled. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And what? All these things that you are singing about, all these things that you are thinking, you are using faith to sing about, will be added. Sing about the kingdom first. We are putting the cart before the horse. And since we've been putting the cart before the horse, has it worked? What can make you sing a song here? There's a video that went viral in those days when we were on campus. Maybe some of us who have been a bit in the music ministry will remember this video. It's in America. You know, in America, their choir sit on the all these American black churches. Their choir sit on the altar, so the pastor is always in front of the choir. There's a sister Grace was sitting in front, and pastor wanted to make an example. Was preaching in the middle of the preach on the sermon, and just said, for instance, let's assume I give Sister Grace $10. So Sister Grace now collected the $10. Pastor now looked at it. Oh, you want the $10? Yes, sir. So she gave Sister Grace the $10. Before you know it, everybody just stood up, just coming to her, started giving her money. Started, like they were remotely controlled. The woman was crying. I was like, maybe that was the last hope. She was just coming to church to come and serve God. She was crying. You will know that. It touched that she was in need. She didn't come to sing that I am doing nice in my house. I mean, no, she came to sing to praise God. And God just talked. If you see it, you will. Those people were just like zombies. The pastor didn't say they should come home. As the pastor gave her money like this, they just stood up. They just started coming. Next person. Before you do it, tens of people, hundreds, in a big church, they started coming. People were struggling to go and give her money. The God that can raise, you understand? If I be lifted up, don't worry about men. God will draw men unto him. I want to talk about what our songs, so that then I will wrap up. What should be the message of these songs? Number one, it should contain the testimony of God's faithfulness. Talk about the goodness and faithfulness of God. That is what should be the message of our song. The faithfulness of God. And number two, declare his sovereignty. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Maybe I should share this, the writer of this song, his testimony. You know, Pastor Nathaniel Bassi doesn't ask for honorarium when he goes to ministry. Have you heard any of his song talk about this kind of thing I was talking about? And yet, he's a blessed man. How? If I be lifted up. It is a principle. Church, let your songs, either you can sing or not, don't worry. When we're talking about singing a new song, it doesn't have anything to do with music. Let your song be about praising God. Declare his sovereignty. I know you are God over everything. You are God over my life. I'm just singing this because I love you. I just want to declare your glory and majesty. Look at the rocks. You created the rocks. You created the flowers. You created the trees. Just because you are God, I'm praising you. Those are the things. Those should be the content of our songs. Let's be on our feet. Let's sing a song. You've got times and seasons in your eyes. Oh, out of darkness,
yeah, you are the Lord to be the Lord you are.
Oh.
Lift
your hands. You are God. You are God. I want God to hear your voice. Just begin to worship Him. Just exalt His name. Just tell Him, I lift you high. I declare your sovereignty. I declare your faithfulness. I declare your sovereignty. I raise you high. High, high, above. I lift you high, above. Above all principalities, all powers. I just declare that you are God. I lift you high, Jesus. Somebody praise His name. Somebody bless His name. Somebody bless His name. Somebody bless His name. Somebody bless His name. Because yes, you are bigger. We say you are sovereign. You control everything that happens in the universe. You are the master of the universe. You are the emperor. You are the king. You are in a class all by yourself. Father, we just exalt you. We thank you for you are faithful. You've been faithful, Lord. We'll keep praising you forever in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. As we continue in the program, you will go with us in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.